flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You know, a lot of people are excited about Thanksgiving. You get to reunite and connect with friends and family and loved ones. You get to have your favorite meal. You know, your grandmother's homemade mac and cheese, pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie. You know, treats that you wouldn't normally get throughout the year. Now is the time where we just enjoy one another's company and you know, gather together, watch some football and, you know, reminisce. But for everybody, it's not the most wonderful time of the year. Because over this past year, they've lost loved ones, jobs, divorce. Kids have left and gone off to college, so some folks are trying to cope with being an empty nester for the first time. And that little baby that you raised, that you've been spending Thanksgiving with for the last 18 years, doesn't want to come home for Thanksgiving. They're going to Cancun. And you've planned all this food to cook. And you're going to be by yourself with his or her favorite pie and nobody there to eat it. And so I just want to be mindful that everybody's not going to be in the same mindset. And how do you handle it when you have holiday blues? I don't know. I'm not an expert or a professional. So that's why I called Jocelyn McWhorter. She is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. She is with C Mental Health. And Jocelyn, I just have to say thank you. Because, you know, we want to talk about the turkey. We want to get ready for Christmas. We're looking at the Black Friday sales papers that have already started coming out. And this is a difficult topic to discuss because nobody wants to talk about holiday blues. We want to be festive. We want to be cheery. We want to be upbeat. But I also want to make sure that we are mindful of the people who are not as joyful that the holiday season is upon us. Talk about that for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. I think a big part of this, especially living in Minnesota where we're at, is just kind of naming it's a real change in season, both within maybe the upcoming holidays and things, but also just like the weather, right? And just kind of naming and being aware. I think that's a really important first step, just being aware of how you feel when the weather changes, when things start, you know, the days start getting darker, the days start getting shorter, colder. It can carry a toll. And so a big first step is just being aware of how things are going to be affecting our bodies and our minds.
And I want to make sure folks go to cmentalhealth.org. I want to highlight that website because there are some tips, there are some tools, there are some resources. Because, you know, it's one thing to recognize, you say, I feel funny. I'm feeling some kind of way. I feel like I have the blues. I don't know what's going on. But then what's the next step? Or even if we see it in somebody else. But let's start with us, Jocelyn. If I see it in myself, my mama just left. She was here with my dad. It was a great time. We enjoyed each other's company. And she left. And I was like, man, I wish she could be here for the holidays. I'm feeling some kind of way.
Yeah. I think it's just the big thing is to have a plan, right? And, you know, whether, you know, the plan is after you feel that sense of loss or that sense of needing to be having those gatherings, that togetherness and losing sight of not having that. I think it's just really important to just, one, be aware, but also just like have a plan. So what is going to be a pick me up for when you don't get the type of holiday experience that you may desire? You know, maybe it's not, if you live alone and you need the company of people, that going to a gathering is going to feel right. Or maybe it's just, no, I would prefer just to be one-to-one with a friend or a family member. Like, know where your anxiety is. Know what makes you, you know, heighten your stress. That's a really important piece of it, to set boundaries around that. Or, like, you know, if you don't, it really kind of exercising your ability to choose what fills your cup during this time more than ever. There's so many ways to, like, you know, whether it's helping out at a, you know, a volunteer opportunity, a food shelf, or, you know, those types of different acts of kindness, or, you know, just choosing to be in the company of people you love. I think there's so many ways that we can really consider what it looks like to name and find a way that makes us happy through these hard times.
Now, I need you to help me help a friend. You know, I've got a girlfriend who lost a daughter, and she was 2 years old, and, you know, around the holidays, you know, she, you know, we want to invite her, but when she sees our kids, she thinks about the kid that she lost. And so she isolates. And then when we try to go and get her, she doesn't really want to be around us. So, so how do we go to seementalhealth.org to help a friend?
Yeah. There's a variety of different resources there, with particular things to both local and national resources around taking care of our mental health, and taking a look at the resource page. There's a number of different possibilities that might be fitting for folks. I think it's just also a thing of recognizing our page may not have the answer to everything that people may be going through. Grief is a very complex and deeply personal topic in many ways. And so I love that, you know, you all have made a concerted effort to support that friend. And you know, sometimes it's coming to them. Sometimes it's figuring out, okay, what's going to work for them during this season. And it might not be the traditional look and trying to recreate what tradition is. And so I think the beauty of it is there's so many ways to, like, look at solutions and ways to help. It could literally just be like spending time with that friend outside of what might be triggering for them. So maybe without the children around, and finding a different way, a different time to make that happen.
I'm talking to Jocelyn McWhorter with seementalhealth.org. We are talking about holiday blues. I'm no Debbie Downer. I will work through and laugh through any problem. But I've got some folks around me who it's hard because I'm trying to pick them up and I can't. I see issues and I see problems, and, you know, I see mental health. I see mental health issues. And this is through Hennepin County. It's a mental health awareness campaign. Focus on the importance of having conversations and making connections. And I want you to talk to me about that connections piece, because, you know, a lot of times around the holidays, it's all about connecting to family, connecting to friends. But some of these folks who are experiencing holiday blues will isolate, will close the door on those connections.
Yeah, I think it's so important to name, like you said, these are a blues type of moments, some hard moments to experience. And so, you know, when we think about, you know, what it means to tap in, to connect with community, we have to recognize it means it's going to look different for everyone. Not everyone wants to gather the same way that traditional like holiday practice around like the dinner table looks, you know? And sometimes it's being willing to shift traditions. Sometimes it's being willing to name, okay, I know that this person has a hard time during the holidays, or I know this person is likely to disconnect, not be available. How can I get ahead of supporting them? How can I be a friend to them, to support them through either showing up or coming out maybe to them in a different way that they feel more comfortable? It's really about sometimes us also setting the example of like what true mental health can look like. And it's taking care of ourselves and reaching out in really warm and gentle ways to show that we care, to show that we want people around. But we also respect that, like, how people want to be around is their choice. And we can't always control that.
Yeah.
But we can be mood boosters, right? We can uplift.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. That's the best we can do, you know?
Yeah. And folks appreciate that. But I just appreciate the way that you give us the tools that we need to meet people where they are. You know, because I come in the door, girl, kick the door open, I'm hooping and hollering and laughing. And that might not be what somebody need right at that moment, right? But I don't have the tools in my arsenal to give them anything other than me. And so what I've appreciated about cmentalhealth.org is I've learned more, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten some tools. I got a little couple little tricks in my bag so that when I'm dealing with a girlfriend who's recently lost a daughter and wants to isolate for the holidays, when I'm, you know, chatting with another girlfriend who's moving from her hometown to a new place for a job and she doesn't know anybody right around the holidays, got there today in Philadelphia, doesn't know a soul. And is missing those family traditions, but doesn't want to leave because she's just getting there, right? You know, you've given me some of those tools and tricks to use so that, you know, I'm still showing up as Shaletta, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've got more education. Talk to me about the educational component on this website.
Yeah, so on the front page of the website, you'll see there's one just education from everyday people in Hennepin County sharing ways that they're getting through their mental health journey. You know, they talk about music, they talk about, you know, physical activities, they talk about just naming how they access help in ways that supported them. There's different, you know, different facts around, you know, how self-care is an important practice, how laughter, sending a text, showing connection in very simple ways can really demonstrate how we can exercise mental health in our everyday lives. And then there's also, I'll note, a resource page that goes into detail with different local, both Hennepin County-based as well as community-based resources that people can connect with to understand more on mental health, resources like therapy, and learning more on, let's say, children's mental health and how do we support young people as they may be facing and experiencing different stressors at this time, too.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. And thank you for giving us the tools we need to help our friends who are going through the holiday blues.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your time.
All right. And you all stick around. There's more to come. Ooh, child, I just sent my boss a note and told him we might want to get rid of that Diddy commercial that just played. In light of everything that's going on with him, I don't know how appropriate that thing is. It is 1:23. You're listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. A beautiful Saturday. Not sure what you got playing with your kids, but I tell you what, as soon as I'm off the air, we're going to be outside. I don't care if we're just sitting outside drinking hot tea. If we're sitting outside making a leaf man, jumping in the leaf piles, it is just one of those beautiful days in Minnesota that we, you know, we take for granted until it's snowing, you know. And so I'm going to enjoy this. But back to Diddy. Honey, listen, I was talking to Chad Hartman yesterday about this tea. So his ex-girlfriend, a singer by the name of Cassie, sued him for $30 million. Claiming she was beaten and abused and sex trafficked and drugged. 24 hours later, he settled out of court She was paid a sum that is undisclosed at this time. I'm sure somebody will figure it out and find it, and it'll appear on TMZ. She said that, you know, she's, you know, quiet now and he's quiet now. Nobody's talking, you know, money makes folks quiet. But if those allegations are true and there are more of this out there, we really need to reevaluate our relationship with this hip-hop mogul and the lifestyle that we thought that he was leading. And, you know, people are saying, well, why did she come out now? Why didn't she say something, you know, when it happened, years ago? You don't tell a victim when they're ready to tell their story. Every person is different. You might be strong enough to speak out right away. You might be strong enough to walk away from abuse immediately. But there are some people who not only wait to tell, but never tell. They go to the grave with these horrible, horrific stories because they don't want to disappoint. They don't want to demean. They don't want to cause drama. But a lot of times, they don't want the backlash of having to relive it or explain it all over again. Or somebody questioning whether their truth is actually the truth. And I just remember when What's Love Got to Do With It came out. And Tina Turner, God rest her soul, was telling her story about the abuse that she was subjected to at the hands of Ike Turner. And she never saw the movie. Angela Bassett, Lawrence Fishburne, Academy Award nominated roles for both of them. She said, I don't have to see it. I don't want to see it because I lived it. In fact, in her documentary, she said the reason that she even did the movie was so that people would stop asking her questions because she didn't want to repeat this over and over and over again. Because she had already gone through it and she didn't want to have to remember that. She was trying to move on with a life. And, you know, knowing what she knew, I'm sure that if she knew what she knew then, what she found out when that movie came out, she probably would have never written a book. She probably would have never told her story. She probably would have gone on with her life because she was haunted by those memories. And those of us who clamored for more Ike Turner stories, you know, I remember watching an interview and somebody said to her, what's the worst thing that Ike ever did to you? Like it was fun. You know, they said it like, what's your favorite ride at Disney World? What's your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving? And I just remember the horror on her face because she had to go back to that moment and relive that. And so a lot of times that's why victims of abuse and violence don't speak out. They don't want to relive that. They don't even want to go to therapy. They lying to Jesus about it. So why do you think they want to tell you? So when anybody is brave enough to come out and tell their story, you know what? I sit back and I keep my whole mouth shut because I don't know what their life was like. I don't know if their truth is true. I don't know if Diddy did this, but I know that this young lady has a story to tell, and she was ready to tell it, and he was ready to hush her up, and so he gave her, six, seven figures to be quiet. And so that doesn't mean that it's water under the bridge, because she still has those memories. And y'all know, I say this all the time, nobody has just one roach. If you are at somebody's house and there's roach in the kitchen, believe me, there's more roaches behind the counter, in the cabinet, under the sink, in the bedroom, under the bed, in the bathroom. Nobody has just one roach. So if Diddy is accused of doing what he did to Cassie, and that is true, somebody else is coming out. Somebody else is going to tell their story. Somebody else is going to have some pictures. Somebody else is going to have some video. because nobody has just one roach. We'll be.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Many of you know Dr. Verna Price as an empowerment guru, right? Because she's got the best-selling books, you know, The Power of People, 4 Types of People Who Can Change Your Life, and several others, Change Your Life in 30 Days, which was a game changer for me. And then she does the C-suite executive coaching. She has Dr. Verna's Power Club, which I am a member. Somebody called me this the other day and I own it. I'm a Dr. Verna groupie, right? Because she's always working on trying to make sure that our minds are right, that we are mentally where we need to be to get to our next level of success. But what I didn't realize until I came to know Dr. Verna, but it's not just about the mind. She is having a wellness event. She wants to make sure we're healthy all the way around. And she's going to tell us all about it because she is here on the show, on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, Dr. Verna Cornelia Price.
Thank you so much, Ms. Shaletta. It's good to hear your voice. Good to be back on.
Now, before we get to the wellness event, New Year's is coming up. Folks are going to be making resolutions, and I want to make sure they know about your latest book, because for me, this is a stocking stuffer for all my girlfriends, because I know we're going to put this stuff on paper and say what we want to do, what we plan to do, how we plan to do it, right? And we don't have a roadmap to get there, but your latest book, let me tell you how much your latest book is a game changer. My girlfriend, Angela, who you met, who has your book, she got it last year for Christmas, along with all the rest of my girlfriends. And she called me 2 days ago. I said, what are you doing? She says, I'm driving to Philadelphia. I said, what are you doing in Philadelphia? She said, I'm moving. I said, what are you doing? She said, I left Longview, Texas. There's nothing for me there. I got as far as I could go in my career there. And so I'm moving to Philadelphia. I'm stepping out on faith. I'm going to do something new because I believe in me. And I know the seed was planted with that book. She didn't wait for New Year's. She didn't wait for everything to be right. She literally stepped out on faith.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. And that's one of the lessons. And so that's really your vision awaits, it's called. Your vision awaits. That's one of the lessons in my newest book, Power Lessons for Life. Absolutely.
And tell folks about Power Lessons for Life, because it is, you know, some highlights of all your most popular and fan favorite podcasts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So during the pandemic, people kept asking me for lessons and people kept asking me to help them get to their next level, even during the pandemic. And so I thought, let me just take my top podcast and put them in book form so that you can have them. And it's kind of like a book form slash journal slash empowerment tool, motivation tool, all in one thing. And so I've taken my top 10 power podcasts and put them into these power lessons that you can read over and over again, take notes over and over again, and apply to your, it's like everyday things you need to know right now to make life work. Like your friend, right? Like your vision awaits. What are you waiting for? Your vision's waiting for you. So if it's not where you are, then go to where your vision is, right? Go get it, because it is waiting for you to take action and to make things happen for yourself. Yep.
And that book is Making Things Happen for People. You are challenging, empowering, and motivating us. Because, Dr. Verna, this is the thing. Inside, we know there's more. We know that we were created to do more. But this book is a roadmap on how to get there.
It is. It really, really is. And, you know, when people call me, the number one question really is always like, what am I supposed to be doing? Where am I? I don't know where I'm supposed to be going. I don't know what's next for me. And this little book, and it's just so, it's not a really big book for those of you who think, oh my, I don't have time to read a book, Dr. Verna. It's an easy read. And the nuggets, the wisdom nuggets in the book that you get, you can put right into your life, like right now, and take those things and make your life happen. No, not just, you know, and I'm through, Ms. Letta, I'm through just living life. I want to make life happen. And to make my life happen means I have to know some things. And so Power Lessons for Life is exactly that. It's everyday lessons you need for your life. Put it in your life. And my goal, Ms. Shaletta, is that everyone, every person alive, every human being, right? There's 7.4 billion people in the world that figure out that you're amazing. Figure that out, because you really are. You know, figure out that you were born for some greatness. Figure that out. This morning at 6 o'clock this morning, I was on a Zoom call with our students in Kisumu, Kenya, Africa, teaching them that they were born to win, that they were born to be leaders, that they were born to do something great. And this is in a little village, little place in Kenya, Africa. But these are young people, college students who want to change. So wherever you are in the world, it works.
Yeah. And I'm here to tell you that it's worked for my friend. I've seen it work in my life. And so, you know, like I said, folks are going to be making these New Year's resolutions. Don't wait until January. Get Power Lessons for Life. Okay. Before we get to the next topic, I've got three text messages. Where can they get Power Lessons for Life, your latest book?
Good. Go to my store, powerlessonsforlife.com. It's a Shopify store, powerlessonsforlife.com. Go and order your copies.
All right.
Powerlessonsforlife.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ava, Rita, and Danita, they just texted me. So y'all go powerlessonsforlife.com. That's where you can go and get Dr. Verna's latest book. Now, we talked about you empowering us, getting our minds right, getting to that next level of greatness. But what I soon learned about you is you're about the entire body, making sure that not just our mental health as well, but our overall health. You've got a big wellness event today. Tell me all about it.
Absolutely. We have to look after our community. You know, who is your neighbor? Your neighbor is your community. And we have to make sure that we're healthy. And so as an organization, my nonprofit that my husband and I co-founded, the Power of People Leadership Institute, we've made it a point to create partnerships that we can extend wellness to our community. And today, right now, I'm in my office right here in North Minneapolis. And as of just minutes ago, we have 75 people have come through to get their COVID booster shots. They have come through. Some of them, I just left my son in a dental chair. And so we've turned our entire office into a clinic. And we have the University of Minnesota's Mobile Health Initiative here. We have Fairview here. We have our health partners from across the Twin Cities who have come to be a part of this work to serve our community and help our community be better. So my son is getting his dental fluoride treatment done right in the office next door. The office next door has flu shots that we're giving. The next office are doing blood pressure checks and A1C checks. And also we're providing every person who comes to our wellness village today COVID test. So because COVID is back to being rampant. Mm-hmm. So if you even think that you have COVID, you've got to get yourself tested and you've got to make sure that you secure yourself and your family. COVID is still very dangerous for all of us. And so you've got to make sure that you take care of yourself and stay healthy. And then, say, for example, you come and you have no over-the-counter medicines. And so our team here is even giving our community members over-the-counter medicines. And of course, we're giving them lunch too. That's really important. Mm-hmm. All of that's happening. So we've had hundreds of people come through today.
And Dr. Verna, where are you? Because there's still time for people to get over there. And I want to make sure anybody who's listening knows exactly where to go, because you're not waiting for people to go to the doctor. You're bringing the doctors to the community.
We have brought the doctors to the community, and they're an amazing team of doctors who are compassionate and caring and having conversations. I wish you all could see the pictures. Really, I just walked through our whole offices, and people are talking and they're, you know, having conversations and they're just caring about their neighbors. You know, there's so much pain in our world, Ms. Shaletta, that, you know, I want to challenge Minnesota to care about your neighbor. Do what you need to do to take care of your neighbor. So that's what we're doing. We're located at 600 18th Avenue North. That's in North Minneapolis, 600 18th Avenue North. And we are the Power of People Leadership Institute, and the clinic is open until 3 p.m. So we're done at 3, but would love to have you. There's no cost of whatsoever. You just come and let us help you take care of yourself, and we will take care of you as well.
Now, one of the things that I love about you that you've shown me how to do, Dr. Verna, is work with community and partnership. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about some of the sponsors who have helped you put on this event, because you've got food, you've got turkeys, you've brought these doctors together, you've got the dental kits, you've given people over-the-counter medication that they can't otherwise afford, because Benadryl and Tylenol are not free. And so you've worked with some amazing folks who have helped to fund and bring the resources and the bodies to this event to partner with you. So I want to make sure we give them a shout out right now.
Absolutely. So we're working with the Mobile Health Initiative, the University of Minnesota Mobile Health Initiative. We're working with the Minneapolis Public Housing, Lindale Housing Council. And we are working with our local Sammies, providing sandwiches. And we are also providing gift certificates in partnership with U.S. Bank, who gives us very, very, very low cost for gift certificates so that we can give those out to our community. And, of course, we are working with Stay Safe Minnesota as well.
Well, Dr. Verna, I can't thank you enough. I know you're busy. Cornelius is getting his teeth cleaned. Everybody wants to meet you and see you and hug you and love you and say thank you. So I just want to say thank you for taking a moment to hang out with me, to tell people, because we've still got an hour and 15 minutes for folks to get over there. So it is not too late.
It is not too late. Come on over. Let us be a part of your health And just know that the Power of People Leadership Institute, we love you. We care about you. We're here for you. And Ms. Shaletta, we love you too.
Well, I love y'all. Okay, so I got something. I want to do something. So okay. The next 10 people who walk through the door who say they heard it about the clinic on WCCO radio, I want you to autograph one of your latest books for them, and I'm going to pick up the tab. So there's 10 books. So the next 10 people that come in and say, I heard it on the radio. I came to get my blood pressure checked. I came from a flu vaccine. I came from a COVID shot. What them free turkeys. If they say they heard it on CCO radio, I want them to get an autographed book, and I'm going to pick up the tab.
All right. Well, I'm going to run up front right now and tell my team those instructions, and so we will make that happen.
All right. We love you, Dr. Verna. Happy Thanksgiving.
Love you.
Thank you.
You as well. Take care.
Okay, you Bye-bye. Too. You guys stick around. There's more to come. The reason I'm going to make it today is because I got good friends like Steve Thompson. I tell you, I don't know what I would do without my work husband. It's 1:50. You're listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, listen, I'm going to be getting out of here, but The Shaletta Show still has 1 hour left to go. I've got 8-year-old and 10-year-old and 11-year-old. And I'm going to just tell you that 8, 10, and 11-year-old germs do not do well for 51-year-old bodies. And so when my daughter Cameron came home with her little cough and cold, I was like, okay, honey, mommy's right here. I'm going to take care of you. Well, guess what? What she had jumped right on my back and rolled me like a spider monkey. Okay. And so I went to the doctor and, over at, Hastings, Alina Clinic, Dr. Norrell took good care of me, tested for everything under the sun, and everything came up negative. So I've just got a horrible cough and a sore throat and no fever of any kind. And so I told Steve Thompson, I said, listen, I've been drinking hot tea all morning. I've been taking these cough drops. I need you, if you can, please, to come in an hour early so you can take over the last hour of my show. And I'm going to tell you something. In addition to everything that he's got to do with his own show and pulling clips and lining up his own guests and making sure that everybody's there and the phone numbers are correct, he didn't hesitate. He said, sure. And so I, you know, sent him the questions and made sure I called all the guests who were coming on in the 2 o'clock hour to let them know that they'd be talking to Steve instead of me. And most of them were excited, right? Because, you know, Steve's a cooler guy. And so Steve's coming up at 2 o'clock and he's going to be rounding out the final hour of the Shaletta Show. And then he is going to kick off his own show. So you don't have to go anywhere while you're out and about running your errands, having fun with your family, enjoying this. I don't know if this will be the last warm day. I don't know, because I know that it'll be in the teens in the morning for Thanksgiving. But if this is the last warm day, get out there and enjoy it. But keep it locked here on your good neighbor station so that you can hear Steve. Because I tell you what, he is one of the few people in this town who can talk about pop culture, politics, and sports, and just be fluid and literate in all of it. You know, you got some sports folks who can just talk sports. You got some political people who all they know is politics. You got some pop culture folks, and they can tell you everything that's going on TMZ. But don't ask them who the mayor of Minneapolis is, because they couldn't pick him out of a photo lineup. That ain't Steve. He can do all of that. I have learned so much from him. And the one thing that he's taught me more than anything is grace. Grace for each other. Grace for our kids, the way he has just been an amazing father to his daughter, Erin. She was injured in a diving accident as a young girl, and she has gone to college at Arizona State, is working in her dream job in PR over at Prairie Care. They love her there. And I have just watched him as a parent of 3 special needs kids. And the way that he takes care of Erin and the way that he encourages her, and it's given me life, you know, just the lessons that I've learned. And he's, you know, he's not one of those guys who says, and this is what I would do, and this is how I do it. It's just a quiet example of what the parent of a special needs child can do to encourage and empower and inspire them. And when I saw his daughter going to college, advocating for herself, I don't know if y'all remember this, but she is a huge Lizzo fan. and she went to a concert, a Lizzo concert, and she could not see the stage. And they didn't have ADA accessible seating for her and for others who were in wheelchairs. And she spoke up, and the venue had to change their seating. And I know that she got that boldness, that power, that bravery from having the support of her father. And so, you know, as a parent of kids with special needs, that's just the kind of mama I want to be. That's the kind of dad that I want Sean to be to our kids. So that when they are out in community as three children who have autism, that they are able to speak for themselves. They're able to speak for others like them. And so I've just always appreciated that about Steve. And you will appreciate him, too, when he comes in at 2 o'clock. So receive him in the last hour of the Shaletta Show. And then stick around for his show, because he will be around with all the sports and news and information. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say about Colorado Coach Prime. And if he'll be back to coach again next year, or if the pros are calling, that's coming up.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.